I think we'll make a start. Very good evening to you and welcome to church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on this Good Friday evening. You never know with a Good Friday service. I think sometimes we've had like nearly 100 in here on a Good Friday and other times a handful. So very hard to know who's going to come. It's not as if Friday falls on a different day of the week. They're different years, is it? But there you go. But welcome. And we're here today to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ crucified for us. The service will be based on chapter 27 of the book of Matthew, which some of us here in Verena have been wading through for several weeks, and it's be like a recap for us in some ways, and but a fresh look again at the cross of Christ. So we'll be looking at several short readings from Matthew 27, as well as one or two others, and just a short reflection after each reading, and several items of singing. Psalms and Good Friday hymns, some better known than others, but if you know the hymns, please do sing up. There's one which I think I might be the only one who really knows it, and I'm not a great singer and I've got the cold as well, so do sing up if you know the tunes. There will also be a time towards the end of the service when we can have a time of silence or quiet, and I'd invite any of you who wanted to pray a prayer in response to the reflection on the cross in that moment, if you feel led or feel a prayer of thanks, that would it be encouraging to others here to speak up then. If no one does, it's no big issue, we can just have a time of silence. But if you feel brave and that you would encourage others in praying out loud, then there will be a time for that towards the end. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world, through its wisdom, did not know him, God was pleased, through the foolishness of what was preached, to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom. And the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. So we join together in song and worship God as we sing from Psalm 22 in the Sing Psalms. Psalm 22 in the Sing Psalms, verses 1 to 11. My God, oh why have you forsaken and abandoned me? Why are you far from giving help, from listening to my anguished plea? Verses 1 to 11. To God's praise shall we stand.
My God, oh why have you forsaken and abandoned me? Why are you far from giving help, from listening to my
Let us join together in prayer to our Heavenly Father. Loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice to be called your children through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And though the world may look at us as foolish, as childish, we praise you and thank you for calling us to yourself, for revealing to us the truth in your word. And as we look to your word this evening and seek the help of your Holy Spirit and seek your face, show us the cross, Lord. As we meditate today on Jesus' death for us, reveal the wisdom of heaven to us, that we may magnify your name all the more. Take us deeper into that loving relationship with you as we see what Christ has done. Open our eyes wider, open our hearts, enlarge our hearts, and fill them with your truth and love. And cause us to worship at your feet, at your throne. In your mercy, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would see fit to bless this time we spend together for your eternal praise and glory, for the glory of Christ. In his name we ask it. Amen. Well, we're going to sing once more. It's one of the hymns on your sheets that you should have picked up on the way in, hopefully. The old rugged cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Shall we stand and sing together?
On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best
I'm going to bring our first reading from Matthew chapter 27, and it is Matthew chapter 27, verse 11 to verses 26. Verses 11 to 26. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the feast to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What should I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" Pilate asked. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, and he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. So we consider people's reactions to Jesus Christ. The elders and the chief priests, the religious leaders, accused Jesus. Pilate, the secular leader, if you like, the governor, he isn't too bothered either way. He just wants to get through this thing without too much turmoil. But Pilate's wife has suffered in fear of what might happen because of a dream she's received. The people, the everyday people, the crowds, choose life for Barabbas and death for Jesus. And so Pilate washes his hands as if to say, "It's not my fault." But as we considered recently, as people recite the Apostles' Creed all over the world, every day, certainly every Sunday, all over the world, they say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried." And Pilate can't wash that off his hands. Let's move on to verse 27 through to 31. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail the King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. And then they led him away to crucify him. So the soldiers who had formed the execution squad decided they would brighten their day up by having some fun with the prisoner. And in doing so, they fulfill Jesus' own predictions and prophecy. Earlier, again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem," he said, "and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." Now the band was to sing "Man of Sorrows." The other one. "My song is love on..." No, it is "Man of Sorrows" next. My mistake. I'm in a muddle. Got to the middle and got in a muddle. "Man of Sorrows" on the sheet. What a name. "For the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah. What a Saviour." Let's stand and sing that together.
"Man of Sorrows, what a name, for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing root, in my place
So back to our chapter and verses 32 to 44. "As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him: 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.' 2 robbers were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, 'You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God.' In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the elders mocked him. 'He saved others,' they said, 'but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.' In the same way, the robbers who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him." Jesus so badly beaten that he was unable to carry his own cross is marched up to Golgotha, the place of the skull, as another carries his cross. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews, the sign hammered into the cross. And our Lord's hands and feet hammered likewise into the same cruel wooden scaffold. And there Jesus hung between two criminals. Passers-by hurled insults at him. Chief priests, teachers of the law, elders, religious people mocked on. Even the criminals hung next to him have a dig, heaping insults on him. The longer hymn on the service sheet, "My Song is Love Unknown," was the one we struggled to find anyone who knew it. Does that ring a bell with anyone? We've got one. Any advance? I'm going to try and lead it. If it goes horribly wrong in the first verse, I'll stop and just read the words, because I'm not a good singer, really, and I'm not on best performance today with a cold as well. So let's stand. It's a difficult tune to get your head around, but do your best and we'll see how we go. It's a wonderful song, beautiful words, and I'm slightly afraid that I'm going to make it seem ridiculous. So we're trying our best, aren't we? Sometimes we don't do so well. My song is love unknown, my Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? He came from his blessed throne, salvation to bestow, Not too shabby at all, I thought. Back to Matthew 27, and we pick it up at verse 45 through to 56. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge and filled it with wine vinegar and put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. And they came out of the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. The sky turned black. At the lightest time of the day, the sky turned black. At the point of deepest anguish, Jesus cries out with those words from Psalm 22, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani." As he who knew no sin became sin for us. This cry from the beginning of Psalm 22 is the most painful cry in the history of the universe ever. And Jesus, in his worst hour, in his deepest anguish, he cries out and he's completely misunderstood. And they think he's crying for Elijah. Now of all times, they completely miss the significance of what he says. He is completely alone. And he's bearing the sins of the world. And then, finally, the Lord of glory cries up once more and yields his spirit back to God the Father. And Jesus, bounding heart, full of love for you and I, his bounding heart, full of love, thumps that last beat and lies cold and still. And Jesus died for us. At that moment, the temple curtain is destroyed, torn in two from top to bottom, and the way is made open into the very Holy of Holies. The presence of God is made open through Christ's death. And the earth shook, and rocks were split asunder. Earlier on, Jesus had been told to keep children quiet from singing "Hosanna to the Son of David." And Jesus said, "If they keep quiet, the very stones will cry out." And here, as Christ dies at Calvary, no one is singing, no one is praising him, but the very rocks themselves cry out and split asunder. And when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified. Terrified. And exclaimed, "He was the Son of God. Surely he was the Son of God." In all probability, these were probably the same soldiers who had earlier spat on him and mocked him and hit him and flogged him and beaten him up. And they're now terrified as they see who he is. Luke tells us in his Gospels that one of the criminals also had a complete change of heart and went from mocking him to having an epiphany of who Jesus is, and said those famous words, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." The religious and secular authorities condemn and mock. That crowd that had cried Hosanna days before now cry crucify, as we just sung. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry. But the execution squad who will ill-treat him and kill him, and one of the criminals crucified next to him, they see and they believe. Truly, the blind will see, and the seeing will be made blind. Those words of Jesus from the beginning, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. And friends, by God's grace, we look to the cross today, and there is full redemption for all our sins. As we believe and trust, as we receive, as we rest in the one who has died for us. Let us bow our heads. Let me pray for us, and then there'll be a time of quiet meditation just for a few moments. And if anyone feels that they want to pray in a way that would encourage others, that would be a great time to do that. Lord Jesus Christ, it is a marvel that we have a beloved Saviour who has died for us to save us. And we come with immense gratitude to you in a spirit of worship and wonder, amazement, awestruck, baffled and confused, and yet enlightened and full of worship and adoration. Lord, here as we look at the cross, we see the climax of all things, the place where enemies become friends and children and beloved. And Lord, we're amazed of wonder and worship and gratitude and thanksgiving. And we come to you on our knees, bowing in your presence, confessing our sins, believing and trusting, putting our faith, putting our weight, our reliance wholly on Jesus Christ who has died for us. Help us, Lord, to wholly trust in you and meet with us, Lord, we pray. And as we spend just a few moments now in quiet, and maybe some will pray, Lord, focus our whole heart and mind and being upon you, we pray.
By his stripes we are healed. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Well, let's respond as we sing together from the Scottish Psalter and Psalm 130. Lord, from the depths to thee I cried, my voice, Lord, do thou hear, unto my supplication's voice give an attentive ear. Lord, who shall stand if thou, O Lord, should mark iniquity? But yet with thee forgiveness is, that fear thou mayest be. Let's stand and sing to God's praise together.
Lord, from the
may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly, and you guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Amen.